Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Pigs.
I want some pigs. We're talking about piggy, piggy, piggy all day and night. Piggy, 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 just lock it up tight. I want some pigs.
Kit Kat died.
Don't make fun of Kit Kat's death.
I'm not, but tell me that this whole episode didn't make you just want a fucking Kit Kat.
It did a little bit. Did a little bit.
Y'all, spoiler alert.
Y'all.
You've already seen the episode, hopefully.
Rest in peace, Kit Kat.
Rest in peace, Kit Kat. Y'all, this is season one episode. It better be season one. We want a two. Episode five of Pig Royalty, Trouble with the Tykes.
It is Tykes, I believe.
Trouble with the Tykes. We should have asked
Tyler Parrish, who we talked to today. We interviewed him.
We did, y'all. We did. It's going to be on the free feed, actually. In our interviews, we usually always put on a free feed for everyone. But yeah, so we had a good 30-minute conversation. He was good. We couldn't get a lot of tea because it's tight-lipped because the finale of Pig Royalty is on Tuesday. But
right,
there was some shade.
He was serving Michelle Bolero shade.
Oh, serving shade like a Sonic car hop giving you a cherry limeade. It was cold.
We talked about,
and bubbling.
We talked about buying fountain drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And his relationship with the Reens.
We did. So, anyway, it was a good time. Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate you. We might be working on other interviews. We shall see.
Well, cross your fingers.
Cross. It's not going to be Michelle Bolero. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm not talking to her.
Mackenzie.
Although, Mackenzie, call us.
We will totally have you on.
Pig's feet crossed.
She won't answer probably
crossed.
Any of our questions unless we ask her
no
about...
No comment.
Unless we ask her about makeup products. She probably would love to talk to me about makeup.
And how I said, who's that? Oh, that's Mackenzie without makeup.
Yeah. It's true.
Who's that girl?
Who's that girl? Imanita Estida. I don't know what she says. I don't know. I never know what she says. I always, isn't it?
Wow.
Imanita, Missita. That's what I think I hear.
Dostita. I don't know. I assume it was Spanish.
I know, but I never knew what.
Come at us and tell us what that is about.
Come at us and tell us what Madonna's saying, y'all. I mean, we could simply Google it.
Loslita?
I don't know. Probably who's that girl in Spanish. I bet you $1 million.
That would make sense.
How would you say, hey, Siri, how do you say who's that girl in Spanish?
Damn it, Siri.
Work.
You don't do anything.
Hey, Siri. How do you say who's that girl in Spanish?
In Spanish, who's that girl is? ¿Quién es esa chica?
Maybe
I think that's it.
No, it's like, ¿quién es what?
¿Quién es esa? Es chica.
Es chica.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Someone is screaming at their fucking car right now and saying, you idiot, idiot gays.
Look up the lyrics to Who's That Girl.
No. Someone can tell us.
I need to know.
Y'all, let's talk about...
I need to know.
Oh, God.
I need to know.
Oh, no. Can't we just jump in and start the show?
What are the lyrics to Madonna's Who's That Girl?
I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry.
No, I need to know. Why is my phone not coming up? Let's move on. No one cares.
Okay, y'all.
No one cares.
The The Reigns are celebrating because they won the grand championship.
And it's also Cannon's birthday.
Cannon's birthday.
A birthday party for Cannon.
Cannon said, it's like a relief. All the hard work paid off. And then did you notice Jody's, like, body and just kind of her whole essence, like the countenance on her face and everything, when the producer said, what does it feel like to win?
Yes.
It was, y'all, this she's is like, deep.
I, and she's like, there are no words. It feels so good. And I feel like Jody's probably had some adversity in her life.
I was going to ask you, where do you think that
we asked Tyler from? Where his competitive streak comes from. And he's like, you know, I was good at this. And
you have to listen to the show. Don't okay, give right. don't give away the whole pig. When they
and
just
you have to listen when I ask him out too.
Poodle flirted with him at the end, and it made me uncomfortable, especially since Poodle already has a hickey on his neck.
He winked at me.
He already has a hickey on his neck. It can't happen.
It's not. I don't.
You
think
know
it's
that
a hickey.
Tyler Parrish could be your son.
That is a cruel right? and Let's, heartless thing to say.
Hey Siri, how old is Tyler Parrish? You better be glad Siri didn't hear that.
How?
You got saved.
How?
I think she's like 24.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Let that
wouldn't go good.
So, Jody, she's with all of them. She's like, this Classless. Is what it's like for the Reign team to win. She's like, I'm here, all my kids in a hot tub. Didn't think someone would say that. Sounded a weird, not
it was,
like, but it was.
And y'all, we all knew it was possible. Tyler's got pierced nipples.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
I should have brought that up today.
Well, I watched it after we interviewed him, so I didn't know.
Oh, I should have brought that up. It would have been even more uncomfortable for you.
That's when the HR person from Discovery Plus would have jumped in. So we need to stop the interview, folks. We're going to end this show
like,
right
what
now.
I'm like, what do you like to do with your pierced nipples? Now, do you see them as more sensitive?
Wait, Tyler, just leave. I'll take care of this. Thank you. That's what would have happened. So, yes, but it is sweet. She's like, this is my perfect world. And she talks about how, like, Josh does the feeding. The girls are the trainers. Like, she does the castrating and the shots, and yeah. Cannon's the driver. And she's like, it's really been a year in the making for us and for him to have this win.
And then Cannon says, this Manu, you can win next. And
I
teared
sweet.
Up a little bit.
The fact that this kid loves to win and looked at Manu and said, you're 2 inches away from winning the peak of being at the peak of winning.
Oh.
We're going to get you a buckle so you can take that back to Spain. And I went, Jody, Reed, and Josh, y'all are raising good kids.
They are.
They're raising good kids.
They're good people.
They are good people.
Speaking of people who aren't good people.
Oh.
Let's move on to the Boleros.
Yes.
They're finding alternative medicine for their pig.
I just want to say one thing. Y'all, watching that poor fat belly pig trying to get down those steps.
I've kind of, that's how sometimes I've, it looks like you after you eat like a bunch of barbecue.
I felt seen. I felt seen. Come at me if you go to, if, when I go to Sirloin Stockade, I'm not walking out of there comfortably. I'm not.
You
tell me how you walk out of
Red
Lobster.
You kind of have to throw
poodle.
Your face.
How do you
throw
walk
your
out
weight.
Of Red Lobster Poodle?
Carefully.
Because he's full of cheddar biscuits.
Yeah.
Like and a white cheap wine.
I kind of have a limp too for some reason.
It's like all that butter's in his leg.
You're right about that white cheap wine. Why do I order cheap ass white wine?
Because that's all they
Can
have
you
at Red
bring
Lobster.
Me a Chablis?
That's all they have at Red Lobster.
You have a Kendall Jackson in the back that's just perfect.
That'll be great. Y'all
you
poodle.
Have something light.
It's still to this day. We have
a white Zen back there.
We have very nice restaurants in Los Angeles. And if we have an event and we want to celebrate, Poodle's like,
Red
so
Lobster.
When are we going to Red Lobster?
That's my favorite place to go to celebrate.
It really is.
And I'm aware, before you come at me, especially you sissies who live in like coastal towns, you know that's frozen seafood. I'm aware.
He's aware.
I'm aware. I grew up with fresh seafood. But there's something like, I think it's the biscuits.
It says cheddar biscuits and that Caesar salad.
And all of it.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the menu with the bad nautical themes.
Yes.
All of it.
All of it. Popcorn shrimp.
Oh, delicious.
That's horrible for you.
Delicious.
We need to move on. So, yes. So, we're back at
scampi.
The the Boleros. They're doing this electromatic. They're doing stuff like, which is great. Y'all, these
pulse
pigs
therapy.
These pigs are treated so well.
Yeah. This, I need some pulse therapy.
That, and then David, he's like, they say that the reason the pigs get sick a lot, David, he's like, I'm up in North Texas, which is basically the same weather where I'm from and where we went to school.
I agree with him.
He is right, y'all. Weather's the temperature nuts. Changes all the time, like 50 degrees in a day.
It would be so cold sometimes.
So cold in the morning. And then by that afternoon, by 3 o'clock, you're wearing
85.
T-shirts.
Yep.
And the wind is blowing fiercely. And he's right. You get fucking sick all the time.
It's I was sick a lot.
One of the worst areas in the country.
My
actually,
allergies
for
were terrible.
One of the worst areas. Promise.
Yeah. So
I was sick all the time.
They're talking about putting it on Nugget, and they're like, we find out Nugget pees himself when he gets excited.
Same. yes, and he can't get his buckle off, and poor. I just love Nugget. So now, So now we're going to get y'all. The Reens are helping the Tyler Bowman pig show. And Tyler Bowman died, and this is his family's kind of memorial to him.
Right.
They usually do steers, but they're trying to bring in more money so they can give out more scholarships or charities or whatever. So they're doing the pigs, these people. And Jody says, this will prove to people that you can run a solid, fair show with straight judging. And no drama.
Right. And cause, so she's kind of in charge of, this is her kind of component to the pick, the Boleros pick show.
And she's been helped out by Mandy and Kristen, the
her wife. And I liked it how she's like, Mandy, get over here. And like, let the lesbian do the footwork.
Hey.
she's pounding in the posts.
Y'all, I literally have Poodle and I have tried to lift something by ourselves doing a stage production.
Our friend Rachel.
And our lesbian stage manager said, come here, I got this, and shoes us off and just picks it up herself and walks it casually to where it needs to go. And Poodle and I just go, oh!
There's a magic to lesbians when it comes to that.
I think there's a magic actually to lesbians at all, and truly. I mean that. To be strong enough to say in a male-dominated culture, I'm gay, and I don't even need a man to have, like, sexual personal happiness.
Yeah, I agree.
Way to say fuck you to society.
Powerful.
It is powerful.
And they don't have dick on their brain all the time.
Said dick.
I'd get so much
dick.
Done.
Ooh, dick.
Although I think vagina probably does occupy.
I know
place.
A lot of horny lesbians.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
Y'all, lesbians, woo. Mm. They get that first piece. And
when they fight.
Especially when they come out.
That's some lesbian drama.
We're going to get some lesbian drama. So anyway, so Shelly is at the Boleros and she's practicing. And I knew something was going to go down because we never talked about Shelly. But they start talking about
a little
Kit
bit,
Kat.
Yeah.
They found an inner lump on his flake. They think it's an abscess.
She's upset. And I will say, this is the first human moment we've seen from Michaela.
Okay.
Her training.
I want to say, I think Michaela's a really good coach.
Probably.
I was watching her, what she was saying to her and what she's saying to the other people. Michaela, Mackenzie's mean. Michaela isn't mean.
She gets it.
She's just
tough.
She's just tough and kind of.
You're right. Mackenzie's mean.
But Michaela, I think, is the most talented of all the Boleros.
I think she's
Mom
probably the easiest to deal with.
But I think she has kind of the most given talent for this.
Right.
And I think, like, Mackenzie's mean because she doesn't have the talent to back it up. McCall, McChicken, whatever her name is, we never see her.
No, they've been calling them McChicken, McRib, and McGriddle on the internet.
I think McGriddle is too good to call McCall because McGriddles are delicious. It needs to be something I don't remember, like McFish.
Yeah, something like that.
But anyway, nothing wrong with McFish.
Did they call it a McFish? I think it was a fish sandwich.
Whatever.
You know, I've never had one of those from McDonald's.
Oh, I had to. I was Catholic.
Right. That was Fish Fridays.
Yep.
Were they any good? I can't imagine.
They're fine. Kind of tastes like chicken.
I don't want to eat fish that's fine. I've decided.
Red Lobster?
No, but that's different.
It is better at Red Lobster, actually.
It's an experience at Red Lobster. I could do a commercial. Call us, Red Lobster. But it wouldn't be good. I'm like, you know, the food's okay.
Yo ho!
I'm like, the food's okay, but it's the ambiance, and it's those cheddar biscuits. Yeah, I don't think it would be. Crab days. I want to go to crab cake.
Crab cake.
crab cake.
No, Mom, what's good with my sleep?
Give us smothered.
Oh, you scared me.
Have you made up your mind, by the way, for Extreme Sisters yet?
I'm giving it one more day.
Okay.
I've been wandering in the desert about this. Fasting, praying.
People still coming at you about
it? Yes. On a daily basis. It's tapered off, thank God. There are some people who come at me and saying, yeah, I'm with you. This is gross. I can't jump in to this.
There was somebody who said, yeah. So we'll see, y'all.
Yeah, it's like I said, I think I could participate in the other groups because I'm sure we'll see two other sister couples, which I'm going to refer to them as.
We are going to see two sister couples next week.
But boy, those Australian twins, man. Oof. They give me the fucking heebie-jeebies. And it's also just untreated mental illness in the worst possible way. I mean, it's untreated mental illness. They do everything together. It's gross. Anyway.
Barbecue sauce.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, but yes. Anyway, yes. She was concerned. And so, so then we see a little bit. Cammy's asking her mom back at the house. She's like, so at this show, if Michelle said something to you, what would you say? And Jody's like, I wouldn't get into it. It's not about getting into it. And then Cammy said, what if she said something about Cannon? And she said,
like,
I'd fucking tear her down. She didn't say that.
I'd rip her fucking head off.
Yeah.
And shit down her neck.
Exactly.
That was the subtext.
That's just her shit dropping in Michelle's neck. Wait, that didn't wrong.
Anyway, there we do.
I knew it was bad for Kit Kat when Jordan was feeding Kit Kat marshmallows.
I think was that another pig? I don't think it was Kit Kat. That was Jordan's pig. Shelly.
They all look the same.
I knew I'd fallen in love with Kit Kat when I wrote Marshmallow Pig. I'm like, but Kit Kat is better.
Wow.
I know. It's really bad.
The
Belairs are talking, and it seems like they haven't won a lot of buckles this season. So they are concerned. They won one, I believe.
No,
with,
she says, people want to win doubles buckles, so we have to show up. But we've won two buckles. Nugget won a buckle. And Michaela. For old, and I went, Michaela doesn't count.
Right.
That's old timer show. No one gives a fuck about
that's
that.
That's all they've won. And
so you won one.
Right. So it's really interesting.
And then we get a little bit of Teresa. And Teresa, y'all.
Poor Teresa.
The producers love Teresa's Nuggets mom because, y'all, she's probably
she's
done
like, Mackenzie's so mean.
She's probably just done enough drugs in her past that she has no filter now.
No,
and will say anything.
They got a lot of intel from her about
like,
the Boleros.
Mackenzie is mean, like her mom, 100%. She's 100% Michelle, just mean.
They're like, Teresa, can you come over here? We're gonna do some shots with the crew. Can you tell us a little bit more?
She's like, well, they talk down to my son, and sometimes it hurts my feelings. I mean, I know I'm a janitor here. That's basically all I am. Just
they do
up.
Treat her like shit, though.
They treat her like shit.
Yeah,
complete shit.
And I think there was one other spot where Tyler was being really strategic. He said, "So today we're leaving at the Bozeman Classic. We're leaving two of our best pigs at home." We're gonna almost get them to see that we're not even gonna give away what we've got in our barn.
I will say we learned this from Tyler, y'all, is that he really like he likes working with the kids, but he loves like pigs.
He loves pigs and breeding the pigs.
Pigs breeding and all this kind of stuff.
Again, chapter from my autobiography. Pig breeding.
That's definitely a chapter.
That's more like it's in the appendix.
It said pig breeding... ... and then in italics, Suey motherfucker.
And there's diagrams.
Yeah.
How to's.
Wow.
Anyway, yes. Where were we?
What did you think of that moment when, so it's the Tyler Bowman classic, y'all.
Bozeman, I believe.
Okay. What did you think of that moment when they had a sign up and Michelle walks up to that stand and looks up and there's Jody Rein just looking down at her for them to sign up.
Oh, so good.
It was.
And she's just like, hey, she's like, yeah. And Jody's like, I don't have anything to say to Michelle in the confessional. She's like, so y'all gonna get in your lines. And Michelle's just sitting there.
Michelle's like, I did nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong.
with her bad eyeliner. So they've got a judge who is impartial. Judge Brandon.
Brandon Pfizer. Not like the vaccine.
No, this is F-I-Z-E-R.
Pfizer.
This is the Pfizer you get at Revco.
Y'all, if you get a vaccine with Pfizer, with
F-I-Z-E-R.
Just an F-I-Z-E-R, you're going
to
die.
You need to call the FDA.
You need to call the FDA. Yeah. It might clear up a wart or two, but that's
exactly.
It.
It's going to turn your hand blue.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, Brandon, there's two Brandons, but Judge Brandon says, I'm going to call this competition the way I see it. No politics. But Brandon Tyke, he's had a football injury. And, y'all, he's been surly. He's been quite surly the whole time.
He has.
I guarantee you it has something to do with the fact that I'm sure having two moms, when you had a family with a mom and a dad, is tough. That was probably a big adjustment for him.
And then, can I ask, because only just I know from like queer counseling, I wonder what their ethnicity is. Because is it like a Latinx ethnicity? Only because
I think so.
If Brandon's a Latinx guy, like
I think Mandy is too.
But I mean, yes, because it's her son.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just as a man, like gay stuff can be harder. It can be really hard for your kid to accept that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I know for my
he's
clients
been,
I have.
He's been
clients.
Kind of surly the whole season.
And you know, it's Texas, so I don't think.
And she's called him an asshole several times.
And I'm sure they don't. Nobody goes to a therapist.
No. But he's had a football injury, and he's even more surly. And then Kristen says to him, when you show, can you be happier? And I'm like,
what would you do if your mother said that, Jay Bird, when you play that piano, could you just play happier?
It's like when I would play, like when Jay Bird, can you play something for company? Play a song for company.
But they wanted you to be happy.
And
can you imagine, what would you do?
And then I would start playing like Chopin Nocturne or like Beethoven went outside. Mom was like, Jay Bird, can you play something peppier? Play something peppier.
Play that entertainer song. I love it.
This sounds sad.
That dueling banjos.
Can you play something peppier?
No, I want to feel my feelings.
I always played sad music.
Oh, your poor mother was probably depressed. God, I bet you fucking love Far A.
Son, play something peppier.
Or like Debussy shit.
Loved it. I discovered Debussy and my life was different.
He's pretty magical.
Yeah.
Y'all, if your son loves Debussy, or as Poodle says, Debussy, they're a homosexual.
That's not true.
No,
but
no,
if they love it when they're young, yeah. Yeah, they're looking for something else.
They're looking for a life out there.
There is life beyond his family and his home. Should he do what he dares?
He doesn't want to leave. Oh, yes, he does, because he's gay as fuck, because there's a life out there. That was the original lyrics to the Reba song.
And she's like, can we change this to something more like me?
I got fans in Montana, and they're not going to like this one.
ixnay on the a gay.
Actually, we shouldn't say that. Reba is real fucking gay.
No, I totally agree. I know. I'm saying
we're making a joke of that. I just want to say we love Reba. Reba loves all people. She's a wonderful person.
I'm sure she is.
No,
but
I've heard she's a wonderful person.
Yeah. Cause I know Dolly,
I'm from Oklahoma.
I know Dolly Parton is one LGBT supporter.
I have several friends. One good, a reliable source is makeup artist and says that she's absolutely lovely.
I totally believe it. I just hadn't heard any high priority.
Don't you talk bad about Reba.
I'm not. You're so defensive.
I can't believe I will fight you.
I'm not arguing with you.
Y'all come at Poodle for talking bad about Reba.
I'm not. I like Reba too.
You should watch Extreme Sisters just for that.
No.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Song Finch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
So they're trying to dress.
Keep talking. My iPad's going to die. Lord. I've got to use my phone.
They're trying to dress Nugget, and they keep saying, suck it in, Nugget. And then the Boleros start fat shaming poor little Nugget.
Okay. This probably they thought was sweet, but I was triggered. As a chubby, effeminate boy who was not good at sports, what would you have done if someone made you do
who wore socks in the pool?
Yeah. And what would, and your sissy
who
piano.
Loved hot dogs.
And your sissy piano playing hands.
Yeah.
No, the hot dogs was you. That wasn't
you
me.
You loved hot dogs, too. No,
corn dogs.
Oh, sorry.
What would you have done if someone made you do 10 push-ups in front of a camera that you knew was going to be on TV? Like the mental gymnastics that would have gone on in my head.
I would have done whatever I needed to do, whether it be hurting myself in the process. But, yeah,
I would have done it.
I would have done it, but... Y'all, that was shitty. That was shitty.
What would you do if someone put you on a pig scale?
Yeah, it's awful.
And that they don't probably think of it. I'm sure
no,
we're way
but
more
all
sensitive.
But all these are microaggressions to kids that you don't understand till later.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
I'm guarantee you, they probably don't think about this now. Nugget will remember that for the rest of his life.
Oh, I remember things that was said to me.
He'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I can, like, I joke about when I was gaining weight and my father saying, well, sometimes you have to just know it's time to push away from the table. And I've said that. And then when he wouldn't want to say it, he would make a motion of pushing away from the table I would be eating.
Can't tell you how many times I've heard that story.
And that's the thing, y'all. We're given these food issues. We don't start out with
that
them.
Is a good we point. We given are given these issues.
We're given these issues.
It's not intrinsic. It's not who you are.
Right. And when we are adults, we can choose to accept them and keep exacerbating them or throw them away. Yes. Find something that works for you. Find something that says, if this food issue isn't helping me,
or
it's giving me more fear about food than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, we'll say stuff all the time that I'll go back and listen to, and I'm like, that's because of our issues with this. Both of us still really? Have issues with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on them too, y'all.
We ain't perfect.
Yeah. Because I'm sure your mother and father talked about your weight, or maybe not as much because both your father and brother were overweight.
They never. I was a slim one compared to my family.
That's true.
I mean, I say, you know, it's interesting. I say I grew up a fat kid. Like, I only was like really pudgy for like that right, like 3 years before I went through puberty.
Oof. The worst time.
And then, but you know what? As you're saying this, in like upper middle school and high school, I thought I was fat, but I look back at pictures, I was bone thin.
Yeah.
Bone thin.
It's all, a lot of it is all in your self-perception.
But I just wasn't like worked out and muscly and I right. didn't have abs.
Right.
So I thought I was fat.
A lot of it has to do with, for young little gay boys, a lot of it has to do with feminizing.
I just had a realization here on this show.
Sure. I was going to try to make another point, but you just shouted over it.
Who's Tracy?
I think a lot of it has to do with especially if you're a feminine boy, the last thing you want to do is be fat because that's another feminization or otherization of a kind of a normal heterosexual boy. So there's a fear of that. Even though you're not fat, there's a fear of it.
Happy Friday, y'all. Hope we're cheering you up. That's what we're here for.
Anyway, pig royalty.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Someone's like, just talk about pigs. It's like someone just commented on our Instagram, and I can't be mad at them. They said, I really love this podcast, but they don't really talk about the show. Is there any podcast that they just talk about 90 Day Fiancé?
They don't really get around to,
she said,
the show.
Literally, 20% of the show is about their podcast is about the show.
That's a
I think
really
more than that.
That's a really good
I'm
number.
Say 35.
Yeah, it's a fair estimate.
Y'all, if we just talked about not, I'd be bored.
Throw myself down
a flight
of stairs.
I got some new shorts on sale from Old Navy, and they are so cute. They're linen, and they're so
on
breezy.
Sale.
That's what I said. On sale.
That's it.
What did I say?
On sale.
On sale.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'd love to diagram like Henry Higgins I don't know where it would show me. I think it would show me a lot that you were from like almost Alabama.
Well, that's where my dad's family's from.
Yeah, that's where, but you're less.
That's where my grandpa has
right.
17 kids out in
you're
Alabama.
You're less rounder than they are. But you have a similar, they call it the trough of the vowel.
Oh, thank
Speaking
you.
Speaking of pigs.
Thank you. That's sweet of you.
It wasn't a compliment. Oh. It was just an observation.
Thank you. That's so sweet. By the way, I noticed your countertop is cleared off. So if you want to take that rolling pin to go fuck yourself on it, you can.
I wasn't trying to insult you.
You always got a big kitchen now.
It is.
You can just lay up there and roll. You definitely would use it. I'd use a French pen.
Like I'm churning butter.
I actually would let you diagram my accent just for the interest of it. Come at me if you're an accentologist.
You mean a speak language pathologist?
Same thing.
So anyway, Nugget is out there. It's Nugget versus Cannon. And Nugget is kind of glaring at the judge. That eye contact makes me nervous. It's like the evil eye they
it
both
is evil.
Do.
And even before, this is where I don't think McKenzie's great. McKenzie's like, don't have nerves. Nerves don't do anything for you. Weakness. Weakness. And I disagree. I think nerves are really helpful in competition.
You just have to be able to accept them and say, I'm going to be nervous. Because if you try to push nerves away, you'll even be nervous about being nervous.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it
I
definitely
agree.
Is. I mean, someone once told me, and some people don't love it, but I do, that if you're nervous because you care, it's important to you. And so that
no,
I,
that's true.
And
I
think it's true. And so I may, yeah, it's about channeling that. I get nervous if I'm competing or doing something and I'm not nervous. If I'm completely fine, That's not a good sign for me. I get a little, not nervous, but even before we press, there's like this anticipation. Even before I press that red button on record and we do a podcast, it's like, you know, when it's just like when that guy's tapping, you get a little nervous.
Oh, yeah, that's a good anticipation.
You know what's about to happen.
Woo-hoo! Going down the train. Gonna get that dick in the hole.
Woo woo.
Everybody ride the girth train. Everybody join the girth train. Coming up down the bend. Girth train coming.
I think that was my favorite one. Come at us as you've ridden the girth train. I love that one of our sissies in the sissy squad posted a post of like, y'all, is anybody just waking up and you want a big girthy dick down your throat? Or is that just me?
I think I woke up to that post and I was kind of like, ugh.
You know what? I woke up to it and I was like, I feel seen.
I know, but it was just like so much the morning.
I loved it at 8 a.m. And there's so many sissies who are like, yes.
For me, I don't want to suck a dick in the morning.
Coffee first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That goes without saying.
Anyway, so yes, let's go back to the children.
So the Bolero girls are worried about Nugget, and
he is adorable when he makes it. Yeah. Scary because he's making that face,
and the judge is like, don't tap too much, don't do that,
y'all. I felt like I've been watching this show for a bit because guess what? I'm kind of starting to know what good pig showing is.
Me too. Because I think I could show a pig.
If you put me in the ring, I swear to God I'll hit you. You're not slapping me on the side of the face with a thing. That was a fat dig you were coming
for. I've ordered the pig ears and the curly tail.
So
keep eating, pig.
So y'all, I knew
I'm ordering food for you.
Nugget's pig is going way too fast for him.
Yeah, it's a little.
And I knew it was bad for Cannon when his pig came out and just stopped.
Yeah,
my Cannon ran into. This was the worst showing I think they had.
It's sad. I did not like it when Brandon the judge said, "Girl, you just smile a lot more."
I didn't love that,
but you know it is Texas, but. One of the reasons that...
He wouldn't have said that to Nugget.
No, he wouldn't have. Wouldn't have.
Other than that, though, I really liked him as a judge. I liked how the things he would say to them. He was very encouraging, and I thought he did a good job.
And someone wins, and Cannon goes to pieces, as we already knew he would.
Wait, what episode's this? Bless his heart,
but
it's every episode.
I get it. I get it. It's better than... And God, what happened to your leg? Did you get a mosquito bite?
No, I ran
into... It looks like infected.
I think it is a little infected. I ran into my bed.
Oh, I do that all the time. But nothing looks that bad.
That is not true. I've seen horrible bumps and bruises on you.
I have bruises a lot of times.
Well, it just happened.
Is your bed that low?
Who gives a shit?
Do you have one of those IKEA low beds?
No. No one cares. I don't know. It's actually a high bed. So anyway, y'all, I love it that Nugget goes over to the Bolero team, and they're like, good job. You did a good job. You did a good... And Michelle said, good job, but you didn't win.
You mean the ring team?
No. Michelle Bolero says
to
Nugget...
Nugget went to the
that's what I said.
No, you said the Bolero... The rings were saying good job.
Gary, roll the tape.
You're going to be wrong like 75% of the time.
More like 80.
Yeah.
So Nugget goes, yes, the Bolero to side. And they're all saying, good job, good job.
You no, really- the rings. That's what I just said. They're saying good job.
No. Okay, you're confused. They walk past the rings and say the good job, but I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
After that.
Okay.
So I did say the right. After that, he goes to his own, the Bolero team, and they're all saying good job too.
Yes.
But I just want to point out, Michelle is the only one that says good job.
Didn't win.
But you didn't win.
Right.
That's a horrible thing to say to a kid.
It is.
What would you have said that if your mother said to you, Jaybird, that was a good recital, but you didn't get a one?
She would never say that.
Exactly.
Never say that.
Because why? Because she cares about you.
Yeah. So, y'all.
God, this woman's angry.
We are. It's senior showmanship, and Jordan and Shelly are showing. And Shelly wins with Kit Kat.
It's her first time in 4 years of showing.
Yes. To win.
And Michaela's like, I think she's the top shower on the team.
Which is great to hear.
And then I want to, because y'all, it's, I mean, have you ever tried to herd a pig?
I would imagine it's difficult.
It is beyond difficult. When we, when I was in my music fraternity in college, Mu Phi Epsilon, and we did a kiss a pig contest where you donated money and then a faculty had to kiss a pig.
Yeah.
When did we talk about
this? We talked about this with Kate Casey.
Oh, yeah. She was very. Yeah. So that's what happened, y'all. And I was in this music fraternity.
Music fraternity.
In college at North Texas. And so.
For boys who like boys.
It's true. And so I was in charge of getting the pig. So.
I mean, what a better person.
Yeah, exactly. I had to borrow a truck and everything. I went up to Ardmore and got my dad's truck. Y'all, we couldn't borrow a pig.
Yeah.
They made us buy a pig for like $100.
That sounds cheap.
It was not a great show pig. We went and bought. First of all, I was late.
What did you do with it after?
Hold on, I'm telling you. So I went and got the pig. I got lost. The farm. This
Shocker.
Is the day before GPS, y'all. This is when I had a flip phone from Sprint.
And you had to print out your directions.
I had a MapQuest. Mm-hmm. But the guy kept calling the guy. He said, "Shall you turn down over at the windmill?" It was all that kind of direction.
Oh.
I was 2 hours. They had a whole, what was that little area where the brick was at North Texas? Like between the.
I don't even know. But I know
the common area.
Yeah.
There was like at noon, like 150 people standing there waiting for Dr. Sovic to kiss a pig. And I'll never forget. I had our president, Jesse Hinkle, call me. She's like, "Matt, where are you?" And I was like on a payphone with my phone. I was like, "Jesse, I'm trying to find this pig. I don't know where this pig is." And I'm about to cry. And she was like, "Matt, get the goddamn pig here." And I was like, "I don't know where he is. I'm trying."
Okay, speed up the story.
2 hours later, I find this fucking farmer's place, and he gives us this little runt pig. I take the pig back. There's only like 20 people watching because this is Friday at 3 o'clock, so no
I
one's...
I still can't believe there were 150 people watching.
There was a lot. You know what? Alyssa Anderson, our sissy, who went to school with us, can verify. There was a lot of people there.
Okay.
Anyway, so this guy, so they kisses a pig. And then it's like, oh, wait, what are we going to go do with the pig? I had to take the pig home to my backyard. First of all, and Jody Reed is right. Nothing's, that pig shat all in that pen.
Oh, my
Nothing
God.
Nothing smells
wait,
more
how did
like
you have
shit.
A pig pen?
They gave a dog carrier.
Oh, I see.
In retrospect, the poor animal is stressed. I would never do that now.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing. So don't come at me, animal people. I was young, a kid. I didn't know. I wouldn't do that now. But I was like, great, the pig.
I'm going to turn you in.
The pig can be my yard. So we let the pig out and just let it run around my yard. And then we had to get the pig because I called Mr. Hallam from the FFA. And I said, "Mr. Hallam, do you know somebody could do something with this pig?" And so he actually came and got the pig, or we had to take him the pig. My cousin Robbie and I, who's now a preacher and doesn't really like gay people, I don't think, but we had to pick the
Please
pig.
Move on.
We ran around. It took us, I'm not kidding, an hour and a half to catch this pig in our yard. Fuck CrossFit. They should just have pig chasing.
I feel like
people would be so thin.
I feel like most of their pigs are more tame.
True. And they were bigger.
Yeah.
This was like a small 20-pound pig, y'all. This thing shot like a bacon missile across my yard. They're slippery. Even a pig in oil is real or mud, but even pigs normally it's just like raw baby skin. It's just like really slippery. It was so hard to catch a pig.
And so he took the pig and that was it.
Oh, then they bred him and ate him.
Great.
Southern stories in sad,
bum,
y'all.
Bum, bum, bum. Anyway.
Where are we?
I need to move.
I forgot about that story.
So the Tykes, there's a little bit where Brandon Tyke is still pissed off, and Kristen tells Mandy, "I can't deal with your son." And they're and Kristen and Mandy are always fighting during show season. And Tyler is what meanwhile has a
they are always fighting during show season. Kristen's like, I'd rather be in Hawaii. I could pay for Hawaii right now than what I paid for all these pigs. And I'm like, that's not helpful.
No, it's not.
I kind of think Kristen is being ridiculous in this. Not ridiculous, yeah, but very unfair.
I think
to
they're
Mandy.
Caught in a situation where
I think this is not about the pigs.
Oh, what an observation!
No, but I'm just saying. But we don't know that yet. But y'all, this is.
But
not
the
about
show's the not about the pigs.
No, yeah, it's not. This is not about. This is something way deeper. Has nothing to do with Brandon.
Lesbian not, drama.
It's not fair for Brandon to think that he's the. Maybe if he even is not happy, but that he's the cause of his mom's breakup.
Ain't no drama like lesbian drama, because a lesbian drama don't stop.
Anyway, y'all. So, but basically, Kristen's like, I think Brandon's done. I think he's done. Mandy said, oh, my God, really? She's like, yes, he doesn't want to fucking do this.
Right.
Anyway, we'll see.
Also, Tyler is running
doing
into
an interview.
Doing an interview, and a woman's like, where's my money?
And so
I want money. It's what I want.
And you see Tyler kind of looking off, kind of like when you go to dinner with Poodle, he's always going to be looking for somebody hotter that he can have dinner with than you. It's true.
Or I'm looking for food that's better than what I've got.
That's true. And finally, the producer says, what are you looking at? He said, Tyler said, excuse me, I'm going to go have someone thrown out of this.
I did enjoy. Her name is Sherry Seal.
These fucking names.
You owe us money.
These names. See, this is what I'm talking about. Did y'all have names like these?
Yeah, but I feel like Texas and Oklahoma names
it's a different
are
thing.
A different thing.
Sherry Seal, he owes us money, and I want to beat the fool out of him.
He borrowed money to get a car from us.
I want to beat the fool out of him.
I
got
to beat the fool out of him.
Did you ever hear that? I did.
I did.
I haven't heard that in like 20 years.
My father said he'd like to beat the tar out of me.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So Jody's like, Tyler goes to Jody and Jody's like, I'm in the middle of a pig show right now.
And she's like, fix it. And then she goes to the woman who's on it. I can't remember the woman's Bozeman. And she's like, this is a memorial for my son. Can you not talk about how much money you're owed? Because that's a pretty good thing to
that's
say.
What the mom, that's what the woman says for Sherry Seal, because we can hear the sound. And I love that one woman, I'm just going to call her JC, who walked up and said, hey, we need to have the cameras turned off. This is a memorial. We don't want fighting on
we
camera.
We don't want fighting on camera.
And she said, oh, thank you, JC. JC's like, no more cameras back there. And JC that night said, I did a good thing, Donald, today. JC was
yeah,
proud.
Yeah, you did, JC.
She was proud.
Roll over and give it to me.
Guess I'll do another good thing. So, Jody is frustrated by this. And then, Michelle. Well, I don't really know the Bowman family, but still, this is a memorial. And there's just some things you can set aside. You shouldn't have drama at a pig show like this.
I laughed about that, too.
Y'all, sometimes people's true colors come out later. Wow.
I wonder how...
I don't think it's appropriate.
At the last show when I said, I bet you they've got 12 straight hours of filming with her.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They have... So anytime that she runs her fucking mouth, they've got a Michelle quote for
it. Oh, yeah. We'll get a little bit more, but I guess Sherry Seal left. Meanwhile, who won a buckle cup? I thought that was some janky shit.
I think that was Shelly.
Jordan or Shelly?
Yeah, one of them.
I want a buckle, not a buckle cup.
Then they have back in Helotes, Nugget is lazy and doesn't work. And then they say, well, you're going to be in the barn the rest of the day, and maybe you're going to do push-ups and sit-ups. Then they're, like, punishing him, like, military style.
And that's what Teresa says. Michelle's just a barn bitch.
Yeah.
And then Michelle says, you know, I don't think my expectations are unrealistic. Nothing I wouldn't say to these kids I wouldn't have said to my girls. And Michelle, they turned out well.
Yeah,
they turned out
they're
great.
They're monsters.
Stellars of society.
Stellar pillars
of society. I meant to say stellar people of society.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Anyway, we do find out the Tykes, you guys, they're separated.
They are separated.
Yeah, so...
Mandy is living in a house by herself.
Right.
And so it's not good. We get a sweet scene with Jody and Tyler. I love this, where Jody says to Tyler, look, I'm going to tell you, you call me mom, I'm going to talk to you like a mom. And I'm going to tell you, and this is the way I grew up too. My mama was like this. You do not bring your shit
don't bring your
public.
Mess. Yep.
Don't. You never do that.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. And Jody's right. Once you start getting success, some people are happy. A lot of people are happy. But there are some people that are looking for an opportunity to take what you
and
have.
And she basically says he went down the wrong path and after his family kicked him out.
And got in some trouble.
And I'm not going to let him do that again.
She said, you have a name now, and you have to hold yourself accountable.
This is Shakespearean.
She said, you have to be the adult and zip it. No more drama.
Yeah, that's a good thing he needs to hear.
Anyway, y'all, and then Kit Kat died. It was raining.
Y'all, pour one out for Kit Kat. And it was really sad because he just died in the night. Kind of unspoken. We weren't really able to, celebrate... his life.
I heard that he was churning and yearning and burning till he died.
No, I will not have you put some respect on Kit Kat's name in your mouth.
I could put a Kit Kat in your mouth and shut you up and you would eat it in silence.
Possibly. But let's say it was sad when Kit Kat died.
It was sad.
Yep.
She said that was her favorite pig.
You know why? You're trying to... It bothered you, too, and you want to push the emotion away.
So that's the show, everybody. That's all we got. That's all I have, actually. Do you have anything else, Queen?
That is basically all I have.
It's still good. It's still good. Yeah. There hasn't been a boring episode yet. It's all been good.
It's all been good.
I'm excited to watch. Now, you haven't watched the next episode.
I haven't.
So you're finally on virgin territory.
Yes.
Y'all, here's the deal with Pig Royalty. The last episode's premiering on Tuesday.
It's a work day tomorrow.
There's two more episodes left that we haven't seen.
Three. This is episode five.
Five, six, seven.
So you have six, seven, eight.
No, but I keep saying eight's not released yet.
Oh, so we are behind. We're behind
two
six
episodes.
And seven.
This is like time zones for you.
I know.
So we're going to do our damnedest to get, because we've got other stuff too, Single Life and stuff. We're going to try to get those two episodes up to you, though, hopefully by Sunday night. So that way you can binge all of your Pig Royalty. Then on Monday, we're going to post our interview with Tyler.
Yeah.
And then...
So you can yearning and churning and churning and yearning till you die.
Exactly.
Parquet.
So we'll get that. So Tuesday night, we're going to be watching the finale on Tuesday night. And
I guess it will be Tuesday night.
Well, it comes out at midnight.
Yeah.
So we'll watch it on Wednesday.
I don't know if it's Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday at midnight, though.
Oh. So like Tuesday.
Monday at midnight. I get confused about this.
Y'all, whenever it comes out, if it comes out on
Tuesday, when the day starts on Tuesday.
Yeah, then if we can, then we'll try to get
to watch it on Tuesday.
We'll try to get
we're
you that
not making
Tuesday
this
night.
Clear.
Yeah, we're not. When it comes out, we're going to have it.
That's it.
There you go. Y'all, so you can go to realitygazepodcast.com to see all of our other stuff.
Do we talk about the Kate Casey interview?
Yeah, let's talk. No, we do not. We
Kate Casey dropped an interview today with, I can't remember his name, Ben something, who's a producer at Pig Royalty. Y'all, bitch name checked us and gave us a compliment.
It was shooking to the shooketh. And this is what I've heard. I have not, it's been a little bit of a cuckoo day.
I haven't had time
I haven't listened to it, but I'm very, very, very
I'm excited.
Beyond
I'm going to take a bath tonight and listen to it.
Oh, that sounds fun. Wait, now I'm thinking of you in the bath. That's gross.
Ooh, I sit there in my milk bath.
Also,
my alabaster shoulders.
It's a great episode, y'all, because it's executive producer. It's Eric Evangelista.
Evangelista.
That sounds like a fabulous gay man, but he's not.
It does sound like a gay man.
But he talked about being an executive producer. But also, y'all, maybe this will help Poodle. But guess who's on Kate Casey's show talking about Extreme Sisters? Chris Farah. It's in the same episode.
Oh, I love Chris
Farah. So we love Chris Farah, and she's talking. So, y'all, Poodle, if we do Extreme Sisters, we could do a show with Chris Farah.
With Chris Farah.
So is this you saying you would do?
No, I'm saying we may do another one.
So close. So close.
I'm still weighing it out. It's a devil's bargain. You know what? Because if I say yes right now, I'll see you all in hell.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Because if I'm going this far, there's no coming back for me.
That's true. So
I'm
y'all
done.
Be sure to check out that interview with Kate Casey.
It's marked.
It's really like she told us, and we found out this show was originally supposed to be just about the Boleros.
Yep.
And then he talked about the genesis,
the reins.
How they totally redid everything. So that's fascinating to us. So anyway, y'all, hey, we're going to jump in and watch some Pig Royalty, and we'll do another podcast. But y'all, we're going to see you later.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.